I was remembering a conversation that we had recently about things that people hide from their partner.
Right.
You know, we were just chatting, you know, what doesn't your spouse know or whatever. There is something really hilarious that came out of Yahoo News, and I haven't really studied it yet, but I'm so intrigued by the headline. It says, people cheat on their partner with food.
So in other words, I'm living a healthy lifestyle, but I'm going to drive through and get a triple burger at, you know, someplace and not tell anybody.
71% mm-hmm. of people say that they have secretly had made an unhealthy food choice behind the partner's back.
Am I surprised by this?
Oh, my gosh.
Not at all.
It's almost like something you'd see in a sitcom. Like the wife gets behind the wheel and goes, wait, is this fried chicken grease on the steering wheel or something like
no,
that?
No.
I mean, can't you kind of picture it?
Of course. Well, there's another French fry under the seat.
Yeah. You know, like. According to the survey, the majority of Americans confess to cheating on their partner with foods. Sometimes they secretly make the unhealthy choices while they're alone. Half the time, they have food somewhere in the house hidden from their partner.
That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious. 68% of people say that their partner has had a negative influence on their healthy eating habits. I would say that Mitch and I are each other's devil.
Yeah, well, I like what I like, and I'm going to eat it. But, you know,
like, I'll try to be good, and he'll suck me, you know, like into the, oh, you know what I bought? I want one, you know, or vice versa.
You shouldn't bring that home. Like, why are you bringing home a pack of fun-sized Milky Ways? Like, why did you bring that to the house?
Do you know one of our biggest things that just sends us down the rabbit hole to dietary hell?
What?
Yellow Lay's potato chips.
Well,
the plain bag of yellow Lay's.
You can't eat one. No, you can't.
I mean, and we have found that we can eat one bag
at a time. The family size. That's awesome.
It's almost like, you know, we're being so good. So good. And then it's like,
let's get a treat.
Both of us will look at each other like, yeah, that's what we need.
Well, what about vegetarians and vegans in a relationship? That's a tricky thing. Like, because not everybody has the same mindset about food choices from a health standpoint and from a natural standpoint, not just organic, but I'm not going to eat meat because I don't want to kill animals or whatever.
I've actually known mixed marriages.
What that is?
Well, that's what I call it. You know, where one person says, no, I've made these dietary choices. And the other person says, well, I haven't. So, yeah, you eat a lot of meals separately, I suspect. I was told one time that the only time somebody would cheat on their wife would be at a deli.
Picking up a link of boudin, a bag of cracklins.